Now, following 4 years of construction and a half a billion euro investment, the new electricity interconnector between Ireland and Wales is finally up and running. The interconnector is critical for improving Ireland's energy security and strengthens the country's connection to the UK electricity network and onwards to continental Europe. Our environment correspondent George Lee is in Enniscorthy, County Wexford this lunchtime. George, will you tell us about this interconnector and about its significance?
Well, Rachel, it's considered to be very significant in terms of energy security, because when we look in relation to the challenges that we have in this country with growing population and the need to provide electricity that's low carbon and how long that takes, well, then we need to be sure that we have these interconnectors in place for security of supply and also just the general demand. Last year, in the first 6 months of last year, 14.4% of all the electricity we consumed in Ireland came through the existing electricity interconnector in a six-month period. That was up 84%. Without that importation, we would be paying very big prices and have a significant issue in relation to the electricity supply. So these interconnectors are now being seen as being really important. And so I spoke to the chief executive of Greenlink, the project today. His name is James O'Reilly, and he outlined some of the benefits.
It will increase security of supply, which is very topical at the moment for Ireland and the United Kingdom. It will increase the penetration of renewable energy on both grids, and it will reduce wholesale electricity prices because flows happen from the high price zone to the low price zone. The other benefit that it has is currently we have to curtail some of the wind farms here because the grid can't take it. Now with Greenlink and with other interconnectors that, you know, Airgrid are developing, the Celtic interconnector, so we will see benefits from additional interconnection for Ireland.
James O'Reilly there. George, will this interconnector, will it be primarily about importing energy, or will there be an extent to which energy could be exported?
Well, it's like a motorway for electricity, so it goes both ways. But at the moment, we don't have surplus electricity to export, except for when the wind is blowing, say, late at night and nobody's using it and we have to turn off all of those wind turbines. Well, hey, here's a way of using it if it can be sold into the market in the UK through that interconnector. So it will go both ways. But we do know that up until now, it has been net imported, and a lot of net imports. For example, the benefit for us of the net imports is kind of hidden. It is that when electricity comes from the UK, no matter how it's produced, there's a greenhouse gas emissions from it if it's produced from oil or gas, and those greenhouse gases are not counted as being Ireland's greenhouse gases. So last year, by importing the electricity, our greenhouse gases went down a lot. We reported last year for 2023, the report came out last year, we had a 6.8% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, and it was brilliant because it was progress. But their lion's share of that, the driver of that, was importing electricity that the greenhouse gases for were given to somebody else. And so we are looking at a 17.2% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions in the first 6 months of last year just from importing electricity. So yeah, it goes both ways, but it is really beneficial in more than that. And when we have the offshore wind development and you have people saying we want to develop these offshore wind farms, but where are we going to sell all the electricity when the wind is blowing and nobody's using it here? Well, we can export it through the UK to the European market. There's also an interconnector being built between Ireland and France, but these are really critically important pieces of infrastructure which help in so many ways for supply security, for greenhouse gas emissions, and for competition and low prices. So it's perceived to be a universally pretty good thing.
George, thank you very much indeed. That was our environment correspondent, George Lee.